And the camel said humph again, but no sooner had he said it than he saw his back that he was so proud of, puffing up and puffing up into a great big lolloping humph. "Do you see that?" said the djinn. "That's your very own humph that you've brought upon your very own self by not working. Today is Thursday, and you've done no work since Monday, when the work began. Now you are going to work."
"How can I?" said the camel. "With this humph on my back."
"That's made a purpose," said the djinn. "All because you missed those 3 days. You will be able to work now for 3 days without eating, because you can live on your humph. And don't you ever say I never did anything for you. Come out of the desert and go to the three and behave. Humph yourself." And the camel humphed himself, humph and all, and went away to join the three. And from that day to this, the camel always wears a humph. We call it hump now, not to hurt his feelings. But he has never yet caught up with the 3 days that he missed at the beginning of the world. And he has never yet learned how to behave.